One.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know we're in. It's 9:04. Sorry about that. We're 4 minutes late into the show. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. How are you guys tonight? It is 9:05 right now here in... Where are we again? I know where we are. North Chicago. The Great Lakes. North Chicago, Illinois. That's right. 347-884-8125. That is the number you got to call if you want to participate on my talk show. Or you can go in the chat room, if I can even start the chat room right now. I'm having a little technical difficulties here. Not my fault on my end. It's the owner's fault. Blame me. We got so much to talk about tonight. We're going to cover current events and some news. Also, we're going to be talking about women. What do they really think about stuff? You know? I'm going to have a guest here tonight, and we're going to be talking about that, you know. So stay tuned. If you want to call and participate, you know, this is, you know, preferably boys only, but if you're a woman or, you know, want to be a man, whatever, you can call in also. 347-884-8125. Join me in the chat room. It's going to be up here in a minute. And, yeah, or there you go, maybe. My guess is the kind of, you know, telling me or suggesting something here. But anyway, the chat room is up and running, so you can go in and go get in there if you want to. Again, 347-884-8125. I'm going to play some music also. I don't know, maybe a surprise, maybe something you do not know yet. I think I'm going to play one of my favorite here. No, not the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. what do you call that? Yeah, I think I'm going to play Who Am I by Casting Crowns. What do you know? Yeah, there we go. But anyway, yeah, so call in 347-884-8125, and we're going to be here all night until 4 a.m. I'm just kidding. Hopefully we'll be out of here. No, it's only at 60 minutes, if that, you know, with your questions and in the chat room and all that stuff. We should be able to see. Hold on just a second here, and I'm going to pick what we're going to be talking about. What's the current events nowadays? I don't know. Besides politics, I don't know. Oh, you've seen that Hip Hop Baby on YouTube? Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I've seen it. That's kind of boring. It's kind of boring. It's pretty good, but it's kind of boring. Well, look at this. It says a Texas woman says her cat is 30 years old. I don't believe that. What is the cat's lifespan? What's the maximum lifespan of a cat? I think it was like, what, 15 years? Well, something like that? Yeah. This crazy woman is actually claiming her cat is a 30-year-old cat. I don't know. Bring me birth certificate. I don't know. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. If you don't believe that, prove me wrong. Prove her wrong. You know, get in there and slap her face. See, it's kind of, you know, yeah, I forgot this. My internet's kind of slow on the slow side tonight. Here she is. Oh, there's a problem. She said, although she can't hear or see very well. The cat is still purring. Over there, 30. Maybe she's talking about her cat, her own cat, not the pet cat. When Lisa Morris adopted a kitten that she named Cataract, why would you name a cat a cataract, first of all? It's like back in the summer of 1979, she had no idea that the five-week-old ball of fluff, who was blind in her life. Oh, the cat's blind, okay. The cat's blind and can't really see very well. That explains it. There you go. It says, quote, feral cats were born around my mother's house, and there was one she begged me to talk to her, well, to take from her. That's what the lady says. She's an abstract artist. I don't know what that means. She said there's something special about this one. I don't know. She looks like she's, you know, just a regular cat. You know, she's not bald or anything like that. And losing hair. She could be like, if she's 30 years old, she has no, probably no hair. You know, I mean, she would probably not no hair or hair left on her, this fur balls. But, yeah. I would like to see that cat. So, let's kill all that here. So she wasn't kidding. So the indoor cat, it says, Umora says, is now 30 years old, lives a simple life, you know, catches mice and, you know, mess around with the litter box. Which, you know, the cat lives on a simple life with her owner and her husband, Jim Westbrook, you know, in a 3-bedroom house in Midlothian, Texas. Boy, that is slow. I don't know. Really cat. So we're going to talk about that tonight. I want to talk about girls. That's what I want to do. I don't mind you. I want to talk about how women talk. Hopefully my wife calls here in a little bit so I can... But, so... You want to wait around? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a couple of music here, just one song, and we'll come back to you in a little bit, and you know, and we'll get to the business, the biz whack. So, yeah, you like that? So, you know what? And I'm going to go ahead and play the one I was talking about, "Who Am I" by Casting Crown. So, here's. Hold on a second here. So if you're just coming on right now, 347-884, I'll be back. 8125, I'll be back. Promise. Really.
That the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. Watch me. because of what you've done, not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm
bing, bing, bing. Fernando's back. I hope you enjoyed that music as much as I did. That was pretty cool. I like that. But anyway, let's open up the phone lines. I have one or two callers on the line. First of all, I think 601. I think this is Winston. Is this Winston?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Straight from Mississippi, Winston Pitts. We got Winston
Pipeline.
Pitts in the house. What?
The pipelines.
The pipes. Oh, yeah, I missed that one. Straight from the pop lines, Winston Pitts. He's camping out there with his bare hands. What's new, man?
Not that much around here. I mean, you know, just basically same old, same old.
Hey, you sound very refreshed today.
Yeah, I am. You know.
Got enough sleep? Like, what, 8 hours, 9 hours sleep? Did you sleep for 9 hours today?
Well, yeah, a little. I went to bed like around 10 o'clock yesterday, so. Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Why didn't I go to bed so, you know, early?
Right, exactly.
It might be early for you, you know. But, I mean, it's not early.
Yeah, I don't usually go to bed till like, maybe midnight or 1 at the latest.
Yeah.
If I have to work in the morning, yeah.
What time do you wake up? Do you wake up, like, at 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning?
If I don't have to work, when I open my eyes.
That's on weekends. That's on weekends
yeah.
for me.
That's right. But anyway, you like cats. You know, that's one of your favorite animals, right? You have posters in your
favorite
bedroom all over the place.
But,
I thought you have, like, posters all plastered on your wall or something like
yeah.
that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was talking about I was talking about earlier. Well, do you have a cat? Do you have a cat right now?
Yeah, let me, yeah. Well,
you do?
Yeah,
what do you think? What do you think of an average cat's lifespan? What do you think? How many years?
Let me.
Take a while.
I'm gonna give. I would think
12. I would say 12 years. Yeah.
But it's probably around that 13, 14. You know, somewhere around
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something
area.
Like that.
A dog, you know.
Right, this lady's reading that in the news on. She's claiming that her cat's 30 years old. Would you believe that?
What?
30 years old.
Either she's
I don't believe that.
Or she's got the math wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
right. It is just on drugs, or she just don't know how to count.
Exactly.
One of those two. Pick one.
Exactly.
But, yeah, there is no way that 30-year-old cat would exist. I don't know. Just you know, I mean, I it's gonna be hard for me to believe that. I mean, unless they have, you know, she has some kind of a birth certificate or something like that with a hospital record. Maybe that would believe that. Well, maybe maybe she's, you know, she can just say that she was born in Hawaii.
Yeah, I would probably be able to get one.
You'd be able to get one over there.
Yeah.
But, so 30 years old, huh? That's just, man, that's a lot
ridiculous.
And then actually the cat is a, blind and kind of can't hear very well or something like that. Why don't you put that cat in your misery, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's out there, you know?
I know.
But,
I mean, if you really love the cat, I mean, you know.
Mm.
I mean, I love animals, and I do not like putting them down. But you know, if you would love them more, if you'd put them out of the misery.
Yeah, I mean, I would just see the cat just randomly running to walls, and you know, and they can't find a litter box, or you know, kind of crap all over themselves. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm 30 years old, man. It's just. But anyway, at the top, hey, what do you want to talk about today? I know what I'm going to talk about in a little bit.
Well,
but
I'm trying to get your show live on the radio, on my radio station. So, you know, we have like 83 viewers right now listening to country music. Right now they're listening to CNN live radio, but I'm trying to get your show on there, but I can't get the feed through. So I'm putting one of your old shows on there, and I'm going to play that right
about now. Are you on Facebook right now?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I'm trying to get on Facebook right now, but I don't think this internet's gonna allow me to do it right now.
Yeah, how many windows you got open? Like how many windows you got?
Keep freezing up. I have three: the chat room, the Block Talk Radio, and some news and stuff like that. And that aside, see, the thing is, it's an old computer, and it's still pretty old, it's pretty fast. We clean them up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, if you get this, I got this old computer. It's not real old, but it's, you know. It's getting, but if you get you a software system, if you get you a security system, like McAfee, it just deletes all your files that you hardly ever use, like hardly ever. It deletes them, and it makes your computer, and like updates the computer every day.
Well, faster, right?
Yeah, it's a lot faster.
Yep.
I've seen a big improvement for, you know, $100.
Right. So, well, let's get into the business. Let's get into, the topic right now that I want to cover. Real quick, do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Do you have a girl or a woman that you like, you know, that you like, or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And do you have, I just want to generalize, you know, women, you know, just for the sake of time.
We don't have that much time, Amanda.
Right, no, we got plenty of time, but I'm going to say I'm not going to have 36 minutes to talk about it.
Exactly.
But let's say, you know, and I'm going to have a guest here in a minute. We're going to be talking about get his opinion on this. But I want to get your opinion. Okay, so we're open for all opinions out, you know, here in the Fernando Poniente show. You know, bring your opinion in. We'll see. We'll count that.
Yeah,
we'll. But anyway, so hypothetically, you know this girl, you know, for a year.
Yeah.
You know, and you showing some, you know, some love, you know, things that you you call her, you say hi to her.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, I mean, you know, people are not stupid. You know, I mean, stuff like, you know, you write to her on, like, Facebook, you know, stuff like that. So pretty much like, you know, you're tight, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And this is for like a year or so, or less, or I don't know. But hypothetically, this is just an hypothetical question. So, and all of a sudden she just say, hey, here's my number, you know, out of the blue. You know, you didn't ask her or anything like that. So here's my number, you know.
Yeah.
And then you start, you know, started texting back and forth and stuff like that. So for a man's standpoint, is that a green light to you? Is like, let's say, hey, you know, green light to, let's say, to ask her out or to, you know, not necessarily to, you know, to go in bed with her or anything like that, but it's just a green light to say, hey, let's take this to the next level. Would
exactly.
You agree?
Yes and no. And yes and no. From the standpoint that let's reverse that and say my boy, Gabe wanted to give his girl a number, which is most common instead of the other way around. Okay.
Right.
Let's take that from a standpoint and let's listen to this. It might not be your type. Just because she likes you don't mean you're gonna like her. And, you know, I hate to, you know, hurt anybody's feelings out there listening, you know, but I'm just saying, you know.
You're not hurting my feelings.
Yeah, I'm just saying from the standpoint that you might not like that girl. And, you know, I don't have a problem. It doesn't hurt my feelings to tell them, you know, that I don't like them. I mean, you know, I don't, you know, I don't want to make them cry or anything, but, I mean, from the standpoint, it's how you're supposed to say it.
Right, exactly. And also, I mean, we all think different than women. So that's... So, I mean, it's not the other way around, though. It's, you know, let's just say the topic, you know, let's just say that, you know, this girl has given, you know, the number or all this signs that, you know, this woman, you know, care or I don't know what care, but, you know, you want to you know, take this to the to another level. Wouldn't you agree? Let's, you know, see, I want to get your opinion on where to take this. Right. Right. So it's a woman that. What's your opinion on that? What's your opinion of it? Should this person, a guy, you know, take this to, you know, like another level, rather than just friends?
You can try it.
Mr. Love, Dr. Love,
Consul us,
Doctor.
That's what you need to show me to be. Dr. Love with Fernando Poniente.
Dr. Love, we're gonna have Dr. Love here, but anyway, let's get my guest here and on air right now, and we're gonna be talking about that. Get his opinion on this. You know what I mean? Let's. And I have Joe D. Actually, Joe, come on in. Are you there?
Hello.
Yep, he's in. So hey, Joe, what's you know? Again, I ask Winston. You know, I'm gonna ask you the same question. I mean, what's your opinion on that?
Don't know what to think. I'm not sure.
You're not sure? I mean, let's say, okay, you like a girl, okay, and let's say like you're in high school. Let's just use the scenario, okay? You're in high school, and, you know, you keep saying hi to this girl and said, hey, how you doing? You know, you keep talking to her and, you know, saying hi and stuff like that. You know, at one point in time, you even brought her a lunch. and then she gave you her number. And, you know, what do you go from there? I mean, you know, fill us in on this one.
I'm not real sure.
Right, so you're not sure. You're not helping us a lot here.
It's really the problem at hand at the moment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The problem at hand is where do you go with that?
Right now to Fernando on Blog Talk Radio.
Right, so, yeah, where do you...
Where do you go? Every time you try to talk to him.
Yeah.
And they, And there's an excuse, you know.
Oh, okay. So, right. I hear you. But so you're in this predicament then. So Dr. Love, Winston. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
It seems like Mr. Joe here, and it's, you know, he's in an actual predicament about this. You know, things we're talking about. What's your opinion, or what do you say to Joe?
On what? I was...
you were listening. So, all right, hey, Joe,
I was listening, but I was on the other radio, too, at the same time, and
I laid the phone down over here.
I had it on speaker, and I was listening, and I was... So, I mean, you know, that will never happen again.
You better not.
Yeah.
So sounds like Joe's smoking something in there. But, Joe, what's your predicament? What do you have now?
The predicament is trying to talk to a girl for a while. Out of the blue, she just gives up her number, never asks for it. Mm-hmm. And every time you try to arrange something to go out, you know, it's always
right.
comes up. So,
oh.
Mmm.
Problem.
I don't know what to think about that. Talk almost every day, but still can never get together.
So what do you say about that? I'm waiting for your response, Winston. What do you say to that? Open up the
Dr.
Lou. So basically Joe was saying that, you know, that's, you know, kind of in the same scenario that I'm trying to explain here. So he's, you know, been talking to this girl, and then all the blues, you know, she gave him the number, you know. You know, I mean, Mama didn't raise no fools, you know what I mean? Especially now, nowadays, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
if a girl, let's say I'm single, you know, and I've been talking to this girl, and the girl says, well, I've been flirting, that's what I use now, flirt, right? Flirting with this back and forth, but anyway, and incidentally, she gave me her number. Now, I mean, this is what I go with this. I call her, you know, I'll probably call her and just say, hey, you want to go for lunch or dinner or something like that? You know,
yeah.
Isn't that what you do? Isn't that your second step? Isn't that what you're going to do, Winston?
More than likely.
More
yeah.
than likely. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then and all of a sudden she has, like, excuses. You know, some, like, you know, trying to distance her, you know, herself from you. I mean, what do you do next? Or better yet, tell Mr. Joe here what to do. Dr. Love.
Well... When a girl,
say that while.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Say that. I was like, say, yeah. Talk that while I play. You know, a really, really nice classical music in the background. Would you?
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have anything to play here, but.
Yeah. All right.
Let's get serious here. So what do you say? I'm going to get your opinion here real quick. So go ahead, Winston.
Like I said, if she gave you your number, again, it could be your choice. If she's right for you or not, that's not my decision. That's your decision. If you do want to go out with her, you know, that's, again, I'm going to say it again, that's your decision. And, you know, so it depends if, you know, because, again, like I'm going to say, let's switch that around and let's just say we talk about a boy to a girl, giving the boy giving the cell phone the number to the girl. Well, most of the time the girl is gonna be like, oh, you know.
Oh,
okay.
She gave me my cell phone.
I didn't have a boyfriend, you know, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm
like,
just
yeah.
saying, you know. But yeah. But
well, what do you,
you
say
know,
to Jenna? What do you say? So here's what I wanna do. So, what do you think, Joe? What do you think? What do you think your next step?
That's the problem. Every time.
Well, no. Give me and Winston like an example. What are you gonna do? And then maybe we can guide you through that. What do you want to do? What do you want to do next?
Well,
you know, see, your main goal. Here's. I'm reading you. I got you. You know, we're on the same page. So you want to ask her out, but she's giving you excuses. Yet she gave you her phone number, right?
Without being asked, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Without
so,
me
that,
asking for it, it was given voluntarily, even though I wanted it, but I never asked for it, and yet it was given to me. But
right.
I don't know.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's time. You know, I don't know if Winston's going to agree with me on this one, but. It sounds like, to me, it's time to, like, you know, maybe, you know, get her, you know, not alone, but I don't think she's going to want that, you know. But, you know, get her attention and say, hey, listen, you know, we've been friends for a while, and I just want to let you know, I care about you, man. You know, I want to be part of your life, and let's, you know, I want to take this to the next level. However, if you feel that, you know, that I'm kind of pushy and bothering you, you know, let's just, you know, and don't, you know, don't give me any answer, but I just want to get this out of my chest because it's been bothering me for days. You know, let her know that, because you don't want her to, like, you don't want her, you know, be in a corner, because you don't know. She could be like, maybe, you know, can be in a relationship or something happening with, you know, with her life right now that she cannot make that, you know, that decision. Don't you agree, Winston?
Yeah, I totally. You hit the nail right on the head several times there.
So, you know, that's it. You know, I mean, maybe you can call her and say, can I call you sometimes? You know, like say, hey, you're working right now? And she said, no. You know, if you text her, like, you know, if you or email her or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to talk to you, you know, if you have, you know, 3 minutes. 3 minutes tops. Because, you know, because that's all you need. You know, that's all you need anyway. So that's my opinion. Man, I wish I have a violin or some kind of classical music in the background because it would have been nice.
It would have been.
It would have been like, but so yeah. So what do you think? Let's I'm gonna keep going here in a minute on how women think on a lot of stuff. Do women really like football, or are they just pretending to blend in? Your thoughts, Winston. Or to make their husband happy or something like that. I don't know.
That's a hard question to answer. That's like saying, which come first, the hen or the egg? It's a live, you know, I mean, I guess because they like it. I mean, you know, I mean.
Like us, you know, do we really like to smell flowers and just, Or did we just pretend?
Kind of like this comedian said one time, when you put LOL on your chat, do you actually laugh out loud when you do it? You know?
Right.
We're going to kind of compare it to that, you know, so I guess not. You know, just because we smell flowers, does it mean that we actually smell the flowers and going, oh, honey, that smells good.
Oh, speaking of flower, hey, Joe, here's one of the options. You could wait for a little bit, you know, let her text you or let her contact you and then go from there. Or, you know, out of the blue, just maybe, you know, send her flowers, because we talked about flowers because women take that. Tell her, you don't have to let her know that, you know, you actually stop and bought that for her, or, you know, it's like, hey, this <it's> yawning. I actually, you know, stopped and I was walking down the garden, and I saw this beautiful flower, and then, you know, I thought about you.
Oh my god.
Well, it's not funny, but it's just, you know, I mean, I would have done that. Would you? I mean, is that something you want to do, Joe? I mean, you know, who agrees with me? Everyone agrees with me. Like that. Clapping hands now. Yeah. Thank you, man. Not needed, but thank you. But anyway, back to the question. I kind of did sidetracked it for a little bit. So back to the question. To you, what do you think, Joe? Do women really, you know, enjoy what men, you know, do on certain things like sports and stuff? Or are they just pretending?
I would say that maybe half of them really like it, but a lot of them just
right. I agree.
I think most of them just do it to keep their husband or boyfriends home, so they know where they're at.
Right, that's a good point. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, right there. How you doing?
Yeah, but you know, it's like if you really ask them about something, they go, "Oh, well, just, you know." It's like, "Hey, what's the difference between a fumble and, you know, a touchdown?" And they're like, "Do you want some more burgers?"
The letters.
I'm gonna get letters one of these days. If I get a letter, I'm apologizing now. I am not a sexist or any kind of anything like that.
It's a good time to make that public.
Right. I'm just you know, I'm apologizing now, and this is for just sake of, you know, all the men's out there. But anyway, so that's just my opinion, you know what I mean? But women, now, I know that, you know, Winston, you know, you got, you're surrounded by it, and, you know, and you get sick and tired of that. I mean, what do you think women think about, you know, what do they think about, you know, today's economy? Pick on your brain for a little bit here, right?
Okay, I'm gonna not to be any kind of, you know, homosexual or anything, but I'm gonna turn myself into a transvestite and turn into a girl, and I'm gonna think like a girl right now, okay?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, ready? Here it goes.
Yeah. Ready.
If I was a girl,
all right, just talk like one.
Okay, hello. No, what are we doing now?
Hello.
Hello. Anyway,
right.
I would think about the economy is saying how it's gonna affect my shoes, my coat there. No joke. It's no joke. I'm not being sexist here, but this is a conversation we're having here. This is not saying, you know, think about the shoes, for once. Would probably worry about how much that purse is going to cost that I'm going to get today. You know, and then, exactly. And more than likely, how much it's going to cost to go to movies because, you know, I'm not paying, you know.
Right. Don't expect me to pay for that.
Exactly. Yeah.
That is just funny. So what do you think, so I know you do, what do you do for a living, Joe?
Yeah.
You're a carpenter, right? You fix things, I think?
Yeah, something like that.
So are you a plumber, Joe? So Joe the carpenter, okay. Joe the carpenter.
The wall,
okay.
Trees, and mess or nothing. How about that?
That's right. So we have Joe the carpenter here. Joe,
yeah.
as opposed to Joe the plumber, right?
Bob the builder.
But you all know Joe the plumber. You know Joe the plumber, right? Right, Winston, Joe the plumber, the guy from.
Oh yeah,
plumber.
I remember that.
Right. So I have Joe the carpenter here.
Yeah, it was like, you know,
Right.
The audacity was word with me. It was like John McCain was using, like I said, audacity so many times.
Right.
You know, it was like every turning time you turn around, Joe the plumber say it. Joe the plumber going
right.
with me. Joe the plumber's cool. Joe the plumber's a plumber.
Yeah. that's true. See, I lost my question here because you distracted me again. Shame on you.
Well, it's a talk show, Fernando.
It's my talk show. Don't distract me. I don't know. I don't know where I went. What was I talking about, Joe?
You're talking about him being a plumber.
Oh, yeah, Joe. Yeah, being a carpenter. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the question is, Joe, this is for you, actually. You know, I mean, do you think women can do your job as good as you can?
Some can. The tomboys.
The tomboys? What is
go.
The tomboys? What is that? What is
the
tomboys?
You never heard of tomboys?
I know what a tomboy is. I just want him to elaborate.
Oh, okay. That was like, okay.
So the women that wants to be, that want to be like men.
Yeah.
Even though you got some hot truckers though, you know that's what I mean. Some plumbers.
I don't know where you've been hanging around.
Goodness.
Probably been hanging around the truck stop there, Joe.
I know.
I've not seen any.
There's some nice ones out there doing that road paving. I'll tell you that. You see them out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
more power to you. Okay. So some of them can, but, you know, majority of them cannot. That's what you're trying to say.
Exactly.
Some of them that actually, you know, I mean, there's a woman out there probably, you know, probably tougher than all three of us. Well, you know what I mean?
More likely,
that's right. You know, one of these days they're going to knock on my door and punch me right in the face. talking about women. You know what I mean? So, yeah, let's not talk about things because they're not around.
Well, a letter to me sent from the radio, you know, FCC. You're
being that's
sexist.
Right.
And sexist, Winston. You
no.
Stop it.
Stop
hey,
that. Stop that. You're going to slap on your wrist. Stop it.
Exactly.
Stop that. So let's go back to Joe's predicament real quick. Just
real
a little bit. Real quick, like, man, that's for the next half hour.
Yeah.
So what's your plan now, Joe? What do you want to do?
I want to go out, if we could ever.
You want to go out? Yeah. So, I mean, do you want to go out with her against her will?
No.
I'm just being silly.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm being silly. Yeah, that's true. I shouldn't have said that. I think I'm going to cut that off. Too late.
Oh, yeah, too late now.
Yeah, it's too late now.
Already said, man.
Yeah, I already said it. Bummer. But anyway, so that's, you know, you want to go. And you want to, that's what you want to do. You just want to, like, you know, take that to the next level, right? That's what you want to do. So, yeah, that's, you know, take my advice, you know, that's, and go from there. And let us know. Give us an update, man. You know, a couple weeks, a couple months.
I want to, but I don't want to wait forever at the same time.
Well, yeah, you don't want to do that, you know.
On another opportunity.
Right, exactly. There's, you know, when opportunity knocks on your door, I mean, you don't want to say, hey, who's that? It's an opportunity. Well, you know, Dirk's not home. You don't want to do that. You want to go like when opportunity knocks.
Hey,
and
right.
You go, who is it?
Right.
It's opportunity.
And
you want to, right, and you want to open the door and says, hey, opportunity, come on right in. Here, sit on the couch. You want some coffee? You know, you want to. You know what I mean? That's what you want to do. Hey, yeah, Winston, when was the last time you took advantage of an opportunity? Like, you know, when was the last time you've done that?
Took advantage of an opportunity involving a girl or, like,
no, involving,
overall.
Like, yeah, overall, in general, like, opportunity, whether it be, like, you know, financially, you know, stuff like
that. You know, well, this guy actually called me up and wanted me to, and this is no joke, this is a guy who wanted to call me up and do a voiceover for him, and he said he would give me any kind of money to make him the best voiceover he ever heard.
So, Glenn Beck?
He said, name the price now. So I went overboard, trying to be funny with him. I said, okay, let's go ahead. Let's go do it, 2,000.
Right.
And he said very politely, he said, I ain't writing a check for $2,000. And then I said, well, I guess no voiceover for you then.
Huh.
I'm kidding. I did not say that. You know I didn't say that. I got it.
Yeah,
I got
you did.
It. I did not. I said it for BJ. I said $200. He said, deal.
All right.
So
you got the deal, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that was the last time. Okay, when was this? Was it like 2 weeks ago?
No. It was months ago, actually.
Months ago.
Mm. I can't remember the month. Maybe in April, sometime in that area, in that range.
Right. So you didn't, you know, hesitate or something, like, you know, you got your negative thinking, you know, got it, you know, you didn't let that, you know, stop you, you know what I mean? So you're just like, hey, this is an opportunity, you know what I mean? Because you never know. I mean, this thing, how do you know? You're never going to find out unless you try it, you know what I mean?
Exactly. You know, you're not going to find out if you don't ask, my point, you know. You never know
exactly.
If you don't ask.
You don't know if you don't ask. That's my point there, Joe D. You know, you never know if you don't ask. Go ask. Ask him. It's like, hey, are you married? That's why you're not talking to me?
yeah, that might be it.
That might be it. There you go. That's why he's just going like, I don't know, excuses. Actually, I'm married. Oh, that's a good excuse.
Yeah.
I have a boyfriend. That's a good excuse, too.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
Yeah. But you never knew. You're never going to find out until you ask. You know what I mean? So go ahead. Go ahead.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay,
you,
now,
yeah.
Now let's. You can come back to this subject. I just want to change this. I'm listening to the audio from last show. Why didn't you tell me that my mic was not turned up?
When was that?
Monday. You said I was coming through crystal clear. I'm listening to my. You can barely hear me. Barely.
Yeah.
I'm like this. I'm like, hey, Fernando, what's going on?
I thought they locked you up in the closet again, and you can't really talk.
Yeah, I can't even. You know, I can't even hear myself. I had to amplify the volume on it.
No, I thought you had, like, you know, you were sick, or you know, you had, you know, voice problems, something like that. I don't know.
Anytime you hear me like that, just say, raise your voice, Winston, and I will
raise your voice, Winston. Raise your voice, Winston.
Okay.
All right. Six couple things I want to ask you is, you've been on vacation, Winston, right? You do it like every year.
Oh, yeah,
right?
I've been on vacation.
Joe, you've been on vacation, right? Right?
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, actually, I was reading on this in some article here that's like, actually telling you, on six naughty things to do on vacation. Ever seen this? Naughty things. It's like one of them is like, number one is don't leave the hotel room. Is that naughty?
What? Oh, my goodness.
Don't leave the hotel room. What do you mean? Is that not naughty? That's like, it's just basically what you do, you know? And the second part is the, I'm going to get to that, and also because it's because, you know, when you go to Walt Disney, you know, the Disney World and, you know, things to see, you know, they actually expect you to, you know, to get out of Europe. Like in England, I used to live in the Dells. And, you know, I mean, why would you want to go to, like, in a hotel, I mean, a resort with the water park, and if you're not going to get out of the room? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People will say, people will say sometimes, you know, will call me back and say, hey, how come I have a parking lot view? You know, because that's what you have. I don't like staring at the parking lot. And I'm like, well, are you going to be there for the rest of your stay? Yeah.
And I thought the parking lot was happily there when your room was.
Yeah. And here's what I'm going to do here. Is like, I'm going to go through the list. And I'm going to have you, like, you know, fill this in with some of the naughty stuff that you want to, you know, do on vacation. Not like naughty, 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 like a dirty naughty, but it's a naughty thing, okay? So number two is go to the movies. It says, if you think ducking into a movie while visiting a foreign country defeats the purpose of visiting a destination, think again. So what are the naughty things to do on vacation? Go to the movies? Is that, I mean, I don't get this. That's not naughty. That's just, you can go to movies whenever you want. To whomever you want, if you're on vacation. I mean, if you're single. You know what I mean? Do you agree? Would you agree? Yes. Say yes.
Right.
Say
man,
yes,
naughty,
Winston.
That's
yeah, both of you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, another thing is see only what you wanted to see, you know, stuff like that, go to a restaurant, you know. Here's what I want to do. One of the things to do on vacation is to clog up the toilet. What do you think of that? Huh?
What do you think of that?
That is naughty, isn't it?
That's naughty.
You know, you just purposely clog up the toilet. Or, I mean, I don't even have to do that purposely. I, every time I go to the bathroom, it clogs up.
Oh, my goodness. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So,
too much information.
TMI, there you go. I was just kidding. That only happens to me, like, I don't know. Once
in a blue moon.
Yeah, once in a blue moon when I had, like, you know, a lot of stuff. Let's go with you real quick. What do you want to mean? What naughty things? You ever done naughty things on vacation? Like, you know,
I'm going to tell you this, and I don't want to shock anybody. Actually, the Better Trip convention. We went to Memphis last year. And I slept with four people in two bedrooms. I mean, in a two, you know, bedroom in Memphis. And we got the up in the, we're on the sixth floor, the highest floor you can get. We thought it was hot shot, so we opened the window up, you know, let the breeze come in. Everybody, you know, we're in the dense part of the city, you know, trolleys going by, jets going over. One of my friends decided to get the brightest idea to throw a plastic cup out the window.
Yeah.
And it was it was a moment that we was all shocked when the manager come up and asked us to stop, and it didn't sink in, so we did it again. And it was absolutely how many times we, you know, kept doing that, and the manager kept coming up until one of our teachers came up and unfortunately yelled at us a couple times. But you know, we had fun though. We had fun. You know,
did you get any kind of reprimanded, or did you get reprimanded?
No, they couldn't find us. They were like, "What room to come from?" I don't
know. You just made
up. You know, there's like 100 floors, 100 windows. I don't know.
333. Go find us in there, runaway. All right.
It's
so, really
22.
Yeah. Joe, I know that besides taking the beds and stripping down all the rooms, what do you do when you go on vacation? Name one and you get naughty.
Nothing naughty, man. Every once in a while, bar hop, that's about it.
Bar hops, that's about it.
That's about it.
You know everyone, yeah. That's about it. I thought you were going to tell me something bad, like rip the carpet and change the tiles.
No.
So it's, yeah. Change the panel.
I peed on the floor or something. You know?
Yeah, I'll pee in a cup. Yeah. Go bar hopping. It's common, man.
Ain't nothing naughty, man.
Yeah, ain't naughty. That's cool, man. Like I said, the naughty things I've done is just like plug up the toilet and not tell them about it. That's it.
I don't plan on doing nothing bad. It's gonna cost me in the long run.
Right. I didn't want to like tell them, like, I'm really bad at that. You know, just like telling them, hey, you come up here and unclog this, because I, you know, I had a Lincoln Logs in there and then it clogged up. So it just, it's bad when I don't think I ever got to, you know, to tell the front desk and call them up and say, hey, send that unclogged guys over here. And send a backup too.
Yeah.
I mean, would you have the guts to tell the front desk, Winston? Especially when the girls answer, when they, you know, call the front desk and they're like a woman answers the phone, and that's when you get, whoa, man, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, how am I going to say this? But, so, that's all I know. But, that's the naughty stuff. But, hey, you know, we're running out of time over here, so, Joe, take that advice, write it down, you know, think about it, write it down again. You know, let marinate it in your brain or think about it and go from there. You know, I'm sorry, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And also, you're right about that. You can't wait you can't just wait around. I mean, you know, there's other opportunities out there that might come knocking at your door. You know what I mean? Yeah, something like that. But anyway, Winston, real quick, when's your next show and how do people can find you?
Pending,
but you can find Winston exactly on Facebook. Just type in awesome. I used to be five.
Yeah. You can Google that and it'll come up Winston.
Yeah, there you go. You can also find me on Facebook. Just type in awesomeness. No, just kidding. It's Fernando Poniente. Just type in. You can also follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/GreatInferno. It's G-R-8 Inferno. And also Joe D. You can find him somewhere on the rainbow there.
Yeah.
Follow the rainbow. You'll find him over there with the leprechaun getting drunk.
And the pot of gold.
catch me again. You can catch Fernando and Fernando Poniente show here on Blog Talk Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, unless is noted, actually. But I should be able to get them up on Friday. I think so. Next Friday, I think I'm going to have the panel back on. Winston's going to be there. Don's going to be there. I think Joe's coming back. So
yeah.
I'll peace you out. Peace you, baby. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye. Pits out.